The leading cause of death among children younger than 14 in Massachusetts is drowning. So many parents take their children to swimming lessons in hopes of keeping them safe. As WBUR's Carrie Young discovered, swimming lessons have changed and now focus on survival.
For 23-month-old Ferdinand Smith and his dad, Nate, Friday mornings mean it's time for swim class.
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Oh,
instructor Carly Cormier is heading up this swim lesson at the YMCA in Waltham.
Right in and right back to the wall.
Good job.
Each 30-minute class is full of songs and nursery rhymes and quite a few toys, but what these kids are doing is more than just fun and games. One of the primary goals of this program is building good habits around the water.
All right, let me see those kicks, guys. Kick, 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 kick.
But can classes like this actually reduce the risk of drowning? Well, it turns out there hasn't been that much research looking into that question. One of the last major studies was published in 2009. Jitanjali Taneja was one of the co-authors.
And in this case, we found that children who had exposure to formal swimming instruction, there seemed to be a reduction in risk for them with regard to drowning.
According to her study's conclusions, participation in formal swimming classes was associated with an 88% reduction in drowning risk.
Scientifically, we say it's statistically significant, so it's an important finding.
Taneja adds her team's study looked at just participation in swimming classes, not what's being taught. So what's working and what isn't in terms of safety is still hard to say. Today, those discussions are just starting to happen in the swim school industry. Jeremy Stiles is the senior director of aquatics for the YMCA of Greater Boston. He says a few years ago, the YMCA's national headquarters rolled out a new swim curriculum, developed with more analysis around what's needed to form survival skills.
This new program that we're teaching now is based a lot more around the safety component first, and then teaching those swim skills second.
So one of the first skills the kids learn now is simply to ask permission to go into the water. The Y, like a lot of other swim schools in the region, welcomes kids as young as 6 months to swimming lessons. Stiles explains the goal for children that young is to form good water habits.
We sometimes refer to it as muscle memory.
After age one, there are some skills that can be learned.
Dr. Linda Kwan is a pediatric emergency medicine physician at the Seattle Children's Hospital and a fellow with the American Academy of Pediatrics. She explains it's not until a few years later that actual swimming skills really take hold.
But the average kid really begins to be able to put it all together and be able to swim around age five. In other words, they're developmentally ready.
Still, Kwan says just because a young child has been going to swimming lessons, it doesn't mean they're immune from drowning. At best, it just betters their chance of survival, a sentiment echoed by YMCA Aquatics Director Jeremy Stiles.
Aquatic safety is about multiple layers of redundancy, swim lessons just being one of those layers.
The other layers are mostly good supervision from a parent or guardian and a lifeguard, along with continued work on swimming skills. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.